one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Walking over to the church from the house, I had this thought. The devil never made a lady out of anybody. You can put it down. The devil is not a lady maker. He'll make a wretch out of you. I'll tell you something else. The devil never did make a girl beautiful. There's nothing beautiful about the devil. And yet nearly everybody would like to be beautiful. But you'll never be beautiful running from God. Never will. I've chosen a little word tonight that I want to preach on. And if you'll ever get acquainted with this word and let this word take effect in your life, your problems are now solved. The Bible's full of these words. I mean, this little word, three letters. Starts with L, and in the middle is E, and the third one is T. Just let. Let. The word let, and all the way through the Word of God, you'll find God using the word let. Let. Let the peace of God. Just let it. Let this mind be in you. Let the Word dwell in you richly. Let your light so shine. Just let. Let not your hearts be troubled. Brother, he said, if your heart's troubled, it's because you let them be troubled. What about the word let? I think I have maybe four lets tonight that I'm going to preach on. And I wish all the people that are listening to me out in Radio Land would just let the Lord do what he wants to do for you and with you. That's about the Christian life. Did you know that? Did you know you have to let the Lord Jesus come into your heart? You remember that painting that somebody made? It was a beautiful painting. Jesus standing at the door. And you've heard this story many times, how that it was beautifully finished. And when it was studied and unveiled, some man spoke up and said, beautiful, but what a blunder. What a blunder. How could you overlook? Had Jesus standing at the door. And he said, what's lacking? He said, no doorknob. No doorknob. I mean, there Jesus stands. And there's no doorknob for him to get a hold of and turn and walk in. He said, no, I didn't intend to put a doorknob. The doorknob's on the inside. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and does what? And will open the door, I will come in and he with me. And I want to say again, and I'm concerned about the girls that are here, the largest number we've ever had. You can stay in the Rebecca home until you're dead with old age. I mean, until you've lived out a normal life of 3 school years and 10 and go to hell from the Rebecca home. I said you could. Now, I don't think you would, because I think the gospel is more proper. But I'm saying, if you had enough tenacity and rebellion and unbelief and determination to go on living in sin, we couldn't make you be saved. There's no way for us to make you be saved. Well, now you may cram religion down somebody's throat, but you won't cram Christ down their throat.
Amen.
And we simply offer you, and I'm going to emphasize that little word tonight, just let. Now, I'm not going to say you can let the devil in. He's already in. You had nothing to do with that. And this business of free moral agency, why, that's a bunch of malarkey. You aren't born a free moral agent. You were born immoral. Why don't we get this thing straight tonight? Why don't we take it like God gives it? Everybody was born deep in sin. You didn't have any right to choose. You had nothing to choose with. You were dead in trespasses and sins. Somebody said, I'll do as I please. No, you won't. If unsaved, you'll do as the devil pleases. That's what's wrong with the world right now. They're doing just like their daddy told them. And everybody's born with the devil as their daddy. That's what's wrong. That's why people are delinquent. That's why girls are mean. And that's why they're disobedient. They were born like that. Mothers and daddies haven't got sense enough to try to get the children born again. Listen, there's one thing every mother and daddy ought to look forward to. Not the birth of a baby, but the second birth. I'll tell you, we're just such blind people. We'll have a birthday party for a little child. We'll celebrate every birthday that it has. My little child is 2, and 2 little candles go on the cake. And my little child is 3, and 10, and 15, and look at the candles, and blow them out now. Great event. Why? Celebrating their birthday, and yet still lost and never been born again. And yet they get saved. They never seem to celebrate that second birthday. That's the only birthday that amounts to anything. Mothers and dads, why can't I encourage you and why can't I tell you tonight? We've got to get our children born again. They're never going to be any different. We've had 2 preachers' daughters to come in, both of them Baptist preachers, and I love them, and I'm praying for them, and I want to help share their burden with them. Let me tell you something. We've got to get everybody born again. Preachers' children got to get born again. It's not enough to be religious. Not enough to join Daddy's church and let Daddy go up and baptize them. They've got to be born again. Amen. Let Jesus come into your heart. I want to give you 4 lets tonight. First one's found in the book of Exodus. There's a man by the name of Moses. He's 80 years old now. Some would think he'd be too old to do anything about it. But not so. Chapter 3, book of Exodus. And this is the place at the backside of the desert, and that's what everybody's scared of today. Everybody wants to live up on the highway. And I'd never build a house on the highway. Never. I don't know why anybody want to build a house on the highway. I don't know why anybody want to build a house in town. That's where the people die. That's where the air's polluted. And I'd hide out in the bushes somewhere and go down a trail. They used to do that. You remember that on the farm many times? People back down before they had cars. Why, you'd wind up a little old road and go through 2 or 3 gaps before you got there. Now, I mean, they didn't have anything but horses and stuff coming by then. Now then, everybody wants to live by the side of the freeway. Property's so costly right on the freeway. Freeway to death. Backside of the desert. Most people have never been there. Came to the mountain of God. Isn't it strange that the mountain of God be in the backside of the desert? That's the reason a lot of people never find it. They don't want to go to the backside. Everybody wants on the front side. Boy, he's coming to the front, isn't he? You ever heard that? Man, didn't he come to the front side? Yeah. Old Brother Moses went to the back. Yes, angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. Moses said, I better turn aside, see this great sight. Why, the bush is not burnt. God said, Moses, Moses! He said, here am I. He said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is the holy ground. He said, I'm the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. The Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people. Christ, you're in Egypt. That's more than a lot of people have seen. I've seen the affliction. I've had a sure vision of my people which are in Egypt. 430 long years, but I haven't forgotten them. I've been looking at them. I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows. And I'm come down to deliver. I like that. He said, I've seen their affliction, I've heard their cry, and I'm coming down to get them. I'm coming down to get them. Do you know why we've let the ditches fill it with people? We've never seen their affliction or heard their cry. Do you ever stop to think that God hears every little child cry itself to sleep at night, knows every pain, every heartache? He even sees a little sparrow fall, and I don't know of anything more worthless than an English sparrow. But he said, I'm coming down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Verse 10 said, come now therefore, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Who am I? That I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth. He said, certainly I'll be with thee. I'm going with you. Actually, when he said, who am I? If God wanted to say it, he said, you're nobody. Murderer. Ex-convict. That's who you are. Isn't it amazing the people that God calls to be used of him? When thou hast brought the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. You're coming right back on this mountain. I never had seen that before. He's having a mountaintop experience, isn't he? He said, now tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you down there to millions. I mean millions of Israelites. You're bringing them right back up on this mountain where God is. You're coming back up here where the bush. You're going to bring them to the Burning Bush Seminary after a while. And so he's got a command for him. And he told him, he said, I want you to go tell Pharaoh to let. That's it. And when you read on through the book of Exodus, you'll find the Lord saying, go tell old Pharaoh. Go tell him. Go tell him. To let my people go. Now, brother, that's the authoritative let. And Moses walked into his office at the risk of his life. No man had ever withstood Pharaoh and lived. And he walked in, and he did it in the same power that we have tonight, and that is in the name of the I Am, and that's Jesus Christ. He said, go tell him I am, sent you. Let my people go. Now, let me ask you something, and you workers listen to this. Do you believe that the same God, though limited in revelation, limited in word, because that is before the Bible was written. They didn't have a book. Listen, do you think Moses had a King James version of the Bible and could walk in the office of Pharaoh and shake this book in his face and said, let me tell you something, bud. According to this book, you might as well turn them loose because they're getting out of here. Do you think that he had Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Do you think he had the Acts of the Holy Spirit? Do you think that he had the book of Romans? Do you think he had the letter of Paul to the churches? No! You know what he had? He had the promise and the presence and the power of the I Am. Amen. And that's Jesus. And I tell you what, I never saw the day when I needed courage like I need it today. And I mean courage never to complain or whine, but courage and power to see every one of these girls saved and delivered. Amen. You'd say, what if I don't want to be? Doesn't have a thing to do with it. I'm talking about the power of God. No sinner wants to be saved in his natural state. You know the theme of the devil and his crowd? Let us alone! Heard that till I'm sick of it. If I want to go to hell, let me alone! Can't do it. Got to get after you. I want to chase you right up the hot doors of damnation and grab at you when you go through. What if nobody cared? And let me tell you something. The only reason I care is because Jesus cared. He put the care in me. And the more I have of the Lord Jesus, the more I'll care for somebody else. Don't talk to me about the deeper life unless it's for somebody else. Don't talk to me about being filled with the Holy Spirit unless you're going to go win somebody else and get somebody saved. Amen. I know one thing. When the Spirit of God, if he had his birthday on the day of Pentecost, he came up with 3,000 souls before the sun went down. Don't you talk to me about being filled with the Spirit of God and have no burden for souls. I want every girl in this building saved. And you could be saved tonight if you'd put your trust in Jesus. You know, God lets me know. I can feel that shiftless, restless, boiling, you know. I really can. Seem like I've been feeling the old volcano, you know. She's smoking. That's where we are right now. She's smoking again now. She's going to erupt one of these days. That's right. You girls, you think it's smart to rebel and reject Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Did you know this? God reserves the right to completely give you up. And when He gives you up, there's nothing anybody can ever do to get you saved. When God gives you over to a reprobate mind, that's a mind that will not retain God in its knowledge. You're gone and gone forever. You think it's sort of smart to spit at God and to make light of Jesus and the Word of God. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Spirit woos and seeks to win and loves and pulls and tugs at your heartstrings and lets you hear what you've been hearing in this service, and when that Holy Spirit one day reaches up and, in a way, wipes the tears out of His divine eyes and stretches His majestic wings and flies away from your little house and heart. Brother, you're gone. Sister, you're gone forever. I can preach to you 1,000 years and you'll never be saved. God said, I'll give you up. My spirit shall not always strive with man. Let my people go. Turn to Genesis chapter 24. I wonder if we're not there tonight. Chapter 24 and verse 14. And I think we better pick up verse 13 on the way. Behold, I stand here by the well of water. And the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, now give thy camels drink also. It's an unusual young lady, wasn't it, that did that? You notice verse 13, behold, I stand by the well of water. I'm taking my stand by the well. I'm going to stand by the well, stand by the well. And then she said, notice, let down thy pitcher, let down thy pitcher. And then will you turn in that same chapter, verse 43. Behold, I stand by the well. I stand by the well. And then Psalm chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate thine. He'll be like a tree. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers, standing by the water, standing by the water. You know what the water is? It's the Word of God. You know why we're not standing today? We're not standing by the water. You know what God said to Moses after he'd lived out his life? Moses, is there anything that you'd like to see? He said, yes, sir. He said, would you like to see another miracle? No, sir. He said, would you like to see a demonstration of my power? He said, no, sir. See, he'd seen all that. He said, what would you like to see? He said, just show me your glory. Did you know the older you get and the more mature you become as a Christian, you don't care a lot about the trinkets and gadgets. You don't care about buildings. You don't care about organization. But the older you get, if you grow in grace, the more you'd love to see the glory of God. You know why I'd love to see y'all saved? It'd glorify God. It'd glorify Jesus. You know what your life is without Christ? It glorifies the devil. That's all. Glorifies the devil. I've got another verse on my mind, and I'm going to see if I can find it. Turn to chapter 16, please, of the book of Genesis. 16th chapter. Now, Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaid. Now, this is man's plan here, whose name was Hagar. And since they were not willing to wait on the promise of God to be fulfilled, they decided they better help God out. And Sarah was one that did it. Did you know that a lot of false religion has started by women? Did you know that women, when they get out of place, they just about wreck everything? And you know why women get out of place? Men permit it. I don't blame the women for the trouble we're having today. I believe men We've got such effeminate men now, haven't we? I mean, just so little namby-pambies, you know. I've never known of so many big old daddies come in trembling and scared to death of a little 13 to 14-year-old girl. Come in out of breath and said, I can't tell her, you tell her. I can't tell her. I lied to her. I told her we was coming on a business trip or something. See? Coming on a beach party to Corpus Christi. Now, you tell her. I said, sure, I'll tell her. Bring her up. I just announced, welcome to the Rebecca Home for Girls. Well, that ought to thrill them to death. They ought to throw the bundle of the windmill, holler, hooray for Jesus. I'm at the Rebecca Home. Boy, I've been wanting to go there for a long time. No, boy, they look a hole through me and him and would throw three butcher knives through his head if they could. I don't know anything that bad about the Rebecca Home. I've been living around it so long, long I live there, better I like it. There's only one thing I don't like about the Rebecca Home. The devil hangs around here too much. He doesn't just come in as the devil. He shags a ride. He always comes in somebody. And I'll tell you something else. I'm looking for the devil to come in all of his kids, but I don't want him getting in God's children. That's really what bothers me right there. When he kind of gets... You say, oh, you wouldn't have... No. Well, when somebody gets to complaining or murmuring or get jealous or envious or they get critical, the devil's in them. You say, Brother Wolof, and I hear people, they come to me and say, Brother Wolof, you just don't know about all of your workers. Well, I said, thank the Lord I don't, but what I do know is good. In other words, what that old boy is saying, or that young lady or somebody saying, what they're saying is this, I've dug up a bunch of dirt and filth, and I'm peddling it. Would you like to have a load? I just tell him, no, take your dump truck somewhere else. I'm no garbage disposal plant. And I feel like sometimes when, and I'm not driving at anything except when somebody gets to be garbage, run them through it. You peddling all that junk. I love all my workers. Praise God for them. I tell you, we don't have any retirement plan around here. Have you ever noticed that? I haven't got a worker that's got a sign of a retirement plan. I've never had a worker say, now, Brother Wolof, when this thing's over, when I play out, now what are you going to do for me and with me? What about the fringe benefits? I had never thought about that. Fact is, this is the first time I'd thought about it. I just kind of took it for granted we was going to all go home the same way, and Jesus is coming soon, and if he doesn't come, he's going to take care of all of us. And that's the reason I want to keep all of our places paid for, and don't want anything against them, so that when you get to where you can't work, you just stay around here and you go home. I'm not going to turn our old tired mules off in a pasture, hadn't gotten the grass in, starved to death. Praise God. I read again over there where he said, I was young, I'm now old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken his seed begging bread. And I don't intend for the welfare department to take care of me either. I'm going to depend on heaven's welfare department. God will take care of his people. All right? I haven't found that verse yet, but we're going to find it in just a minute. 16th chapter. Now he said, the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. Now that's the wrong one. And that caused a lot of trouble. Ishmaelites. Ishmaelites are still living today. Now you know what that brought about? It brought about trouble. I mean, it brought about trouble between Sarah. Sarah became jealous. It wasn't very long till Hagar began to pay the price. She was cast out because she was what? What kind of boy was she going to have? Verse 12. He'll be a wild man. Wild man. Hey, we got a lot of wild men living. She got a lot of children today, hadn't she? Yes, but God was not satisfied with that plan. Verse 43. I'm going to another chapter. Look at the 24th chapter. Verse 43, behold, I stand by the well. Amen. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes, you know what he's looking for? He's looking for a wife. That's the type of the Holy Spirit. You know where the Holy Spirit stands? He stands by the well.
We are delighted that you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today is entitled, You Can't Live on Bread Alone. Now, to receive that message on a CD, simply ask for offer number RO 3310. And to help us with shipping and handling, we ask for a gift of at least $10, and we'd like to have today's date and the call letters to the radio station that you're listening to. Our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. And if you'd like to use your credit card, dial toll-free 1-800-772-7507. Our special offer for the month of April is Oh, to Be Like Thee, a collection of songs by various artists. Some of the songs are Jesus Means All to Me, Down the Sawdust Trail, I Want to Do Thy Will, O Lord, He Knows Just What I Need, The Fire Song, Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul, and several more. Now, when requesting this CD, asked for offer number 310, that's 310, and enclose an offering of $12. We accept credit card offers, so dial toll-free 1-800-772-7507, or you may write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Again, that offer is Oh, to Be Like Thee, and the order number is 310. Again, the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Or to use your credit card, dial toll-free 1-800-772-7507. This is Gene Price speaking for the staff, wishing you all have a good day, and we're looking forward to being with you again here on the Family Altar Program.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea.